Hiring is up, layoffs are down. Sounds good to me.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, what does this morning's good news about jobs mean for Friday's big employment report from the Labor Department? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are flat right now. The Dow is down just 3 points at 12,036. The NASDAQ basically flat, and the S&P 500 down about 0.2%. The Treasury Department said this morning the government will hit its debt limit of $14.3 trillion a bit later than anticipated. Uncle Sam will max out the national credit card between April 5th and May 31st. Unless Congress raises the debt limit. Now let's get to this morning's jobs news. The payroll processing company ADP said private employers added 187,000 jobs last month, and the job placement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas told us last month saw the fewest layoff announcements of any January since records started in 1993. Both of these reports are part of the lead-up to Friday's big jobs report from the Labor Department, which is considered the most important economic indicator of the month. Now let's get to Richard DeKayser. He's an economist with the Parthenon Group, and he's with us from snowy Boston this morning. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So what's your take on these numbers?
Well, there's no question. They're good. The private sector numbers we got from ADP were especially encouraging, 187,000 during the month of January. Last month in December, we saw a big gain. People were dismissing that as potentially fluky. But you don't get two flukes in a row. So that looks solid. And as you just said, the Challenger numbers are, for January especially, when things tend to be rough, the best we've seen in a very long time.
Well, we spoke with John Challenger, Richard, this morning. We spoke with him, and he said that the cuts that they are seeing or did see in January are coming from state governments and from governments.
Right. And
he said that that could increase as the months go forward, as states try to cut their budgets by a lot. Do you think that could send these jobs numbers going the other direction?
No, I don't. And the simple math is this. State and local governments account for about 15% of our employment base. The private sector is around 83%. Over the past year, private sector payrolls up 1.3%. State and local payrolls down 1.3%. They just don't have the heft and the size to pull the entire economy down. It will be a problem sector, but again, not problematic enough to offset the rest of the economy.
All right. Richard DeKayser, economist at the Parthenon Group. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Well, the day is just getting started, but the cross-country winter storm is already causing major disruptions to air travel. And as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, this could be the worst month ever for cancellations.
The worst month ever was last February, when 20,000 flights were canceled. But just 2 days into this February, we're already at 12,000 and 26 more days to go. Seth Kaplan is with industry publication Airline Weekly. He says this storm is so damaging because it's taken out key connection cities, Chicago and Dallas.
Even if you're trying to go from one place that's not affected to another place that's not affected, you might have a connection there.
He says airlines today would rather cancel flights than risk delays. Why? A brand new law penalizes airlines that strand passengers on the tarmac.
It's just another reason to perhaps say, you know what, let's go ahead and proactively cancel it.
By the way, those penalties for stranding passengers are stiff, $27,000 per customer. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
If you haven't already started seeing the new federal tax cuts in your paycheck, you're about to. They went into effect January 1st, but many payroll processors are still catching up. Well, to find out what the tax cuts will mean for the American worker once they do show up, let's bring in LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
So are we about to start feeling really rich with this big payroll tax cut coming through?
Well, to put it in economic terms, not so much. And the reason for that is kind of twofold from the consumer's point of view. On the one hand, yeah, we're going to get a little cut in payroll taxes, but at the same time, gas prices are going up. It's already gas prices above $3 a gallon nationally. Here in California, where I am, it's about $3.20 or so. And with all that unrest in the Middle East, we're already seeing oil prices going up. So the prospect of $4 a gallon, not exactly unreasonable. That's going to put a big bite in a lot of people's money. And at the same time, we had the Department of Agriculture coming out the other day and saying food prices could rise as much as 3% this year. And that's a very big deal. In fact, McDonald's, of all people, just the other day announced that the price of Quarter Pounders and Big Macs and all the rest could be going up very soon because their grocery bill for beef and cheese and whatnot is also rising.
All right. So prices of the things that we buy are rising, but the economy is getting better, right? So shouldn't we have a little more money to spend on these higher priced goods?
Then you got to parse the numbers again, Jeremy. For instance, the Commerce Department came out the other day and said earnings are up an incremental 0.4%, which sounds good. But they also said that spending is up 0.7%. Now, that's a good thing because of consumers count for a whole lot of economic activity. But when earnings are up a little bit and spending is up a bit more, the only thing that means is savings is going down. And you know what that means, Jeremy?
We're putting it on the credit card.
We're putting it on plastic. And so if you're in the credit card game, this is a good time for you.
All right, but back to this payroll tax cut, David. Are you saying that it really doesn't mean anything for us?
I wouldn't go that far because the stimulus is going to be holding off even worse economic prospects. So for that extent, that's a good thing. But does it get us out of the woods any faster? I'm not so sure about that.
LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally, we're just a few days away from the Super Bowl, but the economic effects are already being felt near Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Residents near the stadium are renting out parking spaces in their driveways for as much as $1,000 a spot. According to the website TMZ, one woman is even offering up space in her fridge so that tailgaters can store their beer. Well, you can tell us what you think about anything you hear on the Marketplace Morning Report at our website, marketplace.org. Just click on Contact in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Despite steady economic growth, Bulgarians are just unhappy people.
Bulgaria is a reasonably developed country, so you would expect it to be very happy. But Bulgaria is sad relative to its income.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What do you suppose is making Bulgarians blue anyhow? That story and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.